Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1st and 2nd Chronicles, Ezra, Nehemiah, and Esther. Week 11. The intrinsic significance of Ezra's ministry and Nehemiah's leadership to build up the church as the house of God and the kingdom of God by living out and working out the New Jerusalem. Wednesday. Related verses. Ezra 7:6. This Ezra went up from Babylon, and he was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses, which Jehovah, the God of Israel, had given. And the king granted him all his request according to the hand of Jehovah his God upon him. Nehemiah 13:24. And as for their children, half spoke in the language of Ashdod, and none of them could speak the language of Judah, but they spoke the language of the respective peoples. 1 Corinthians 2:16. For who has known the mind of the Lord and will instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 14:31. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be encouraged. Titus 1:9. Holding to the faithful word, which is according to the teaching of the apostles, that he may be able both to exhort by the healthy teaching and to convict those who oppose. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. John 1:4-5. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Related reading. Ezra was not only a priest, but also a scribe, someone who was skilled in the law of God. He realized that there was a need for someone who was skilled in the law of God to help the people to know God, not merely in a general way, but according to what God had spoken. Ezra had such a capacity, so he volunteered himself to go to the king and to request a decree from the king permitting the Jews to do everything freely. In studying the books of history in the Old Testament, we need to learn how to link these books to God's economy. In his economy, God chose Israel, established them as a people, formed them as a nation, and gave them the law. How can we link this with God's economy? God's economy is God becoming a man, that man may become God in life and in nature, but not in the Godhead, to produce the organic body of Christ, which will consummate in the New Jerusalem. Christ is the center, the reality, the goal of God's economy. The law is linked to God's economy because the law was given as God's portrait, God's picture, God's image, and God's testimony. As God's testimony, the law is a type of Christ, who, being the image of God, is God's portrait, God's picture, God's testimony. In typology, to keep the law means to express God. Keeping the law by not killing, not committing adultery, not stealing, not lying, and not coveting is the living of a God-man. Those who have the living of a God-man bear the image of God. They are a portrait of God and even a duplication of God. For the children of Israel to keep the law was to live God and to express God. In the new language of the Lord's recovery, incarnation means that God brought himself into man, mingled his divinity with humanity, and made God and man one entity. This is the new language. To understand that God became a man is easy, but it is more difficult to understand that God brought himself into man and mingled his divinity with humanity. The mingling of divinity and humanity is the highest interpretation of incarnation. If our understanding of incarnation does not reach this height, we do not know it well. Incarnation means that God mingles himself with man, making himself one entity with man. This is deeper than saying that God became a man. There are many examples like this of the new language. The highest definition of regeneration is that God has regenerated his people with his divine life, grafting his divine life with the human life to have one living. To be renewed is to have our mind changed to be Christ's mind. Christ's mind, with the mingled spirit, penetrates our mind, making our spirit the spirit of our mind. Our spirit is the center of our being, and our soul, the main part of which is our mind, surrounds our spirit. In regeneration, the spirit comes into our spirit to be one with our spirit. From that time on, the Spirit, who is mingled with our spirit as one, is waiting for the opportunity to spread into our mind, that is, into our soul. This is renewing according to the new language. We all must learn to pick up this new language in the Lord's recovery. The Lord's recovery is a new culture. I hope that all the saints will enter into this new vocabulary, the new language and utterance of this new culture.